Kivon di alachilul aloki, since on the chelev you won't be over malchus feeding the chelev with milk, because ain't is a chaliso. So therefore, aloki abishal who adnami kivon di alachilul aloki on top of the kufi dalar man aleph. And therefore, pshita abishanayim aloki, you won't get malchus for the bishul of it. That's the machlokes. And vikadiyami, some say no. Everybody agrees that for cooking up the chalev and meat, avad, you would get malchus. Keep pligu, where's the machlokes over here? Achila, on the eating of it. You don't say the issa bost of a cholok kibichal upon the chalev. So you don't get malchus feeding this chalev with milk, only as the chalev, not as the issa bost of a cholok. Well, man, the yom loika, the one that says, no, you do get malchus, he holds like this. The reason why the Torah said this is of achila bloshen bishul, meaning to say like this, kiven the abishul loki, since you get malchus for cooking up this chalev and milk, here there's no shaila v'sachalis on the bishul alone. So therefore, since the old you get malchus for the bishul, therefore the Torah means teaches over here that achila nami loki. That achila eating it also you get malchus. That's geriva kriv. No, usually we hold einya sechal lissa. Here it's a chiddush akurat to say no, you would get malchus. And the boy says, if you want, I could tell you maro machod lepligi. That one is talking about the issa bishul, and therefore you do get malchus. And one is talking about the issa achila that you don't get malchus because einya sechal lissa. And according to this, kubi there's no machlekes. Maro machod lepligi. I say there's no machlekes. Now the word says, Meisve, I have a question. It says that the sefer that Hamavashu b'mei cholov. If you cook up meat in mei cholov, that's called the way of the milk, like the water of the milk. Potter, because that's not called cholov, you potter. What about dam shebishlu b'cholov? Let's say blood you cook up in milk, also potter. It's not called bosa b'cholov. What about Ha'atzomois v'hagidim v'akanayim v'atlofim shebishlam b'cholov is also potter. If you cook up the bones of the animal, or the gidim, the veins of the kanayim, the horns, atlofim, the hooves, you cook them up also, that's not called bosa, you're not over the isa, bosa b'cholov. What's going to be ha'pigol v'hanoisa v'hatome shebishlam b'cholov? You take a piece of meat that was pigol, means it was from a korban, that the Kohen had the wrong machshava tidiot chuslas manoi, and therefore became pigul, or else we had noisa from the korban that was left over, you did not eat at the right time, or else we had tomei if the korban became tomei, and now you take a piece of that meat and you cook it up shebishlam b'cholov with milk, halacha is chayiv, you are chayiv. So the question is, why you chayiv the chura? It should be a sermon from ein nisa chalalisa, since it's already chalalisa pigul and noisa and tomei on the meat. So why, when you cook it up with milk, is the chal the yisa bosa b'cholov? So here you see what that we say is the chalalitzer over here, and the chur why? Because we dashin the word gedi. For the extra word we dashin gedi, they said that yichayiv. Like Rashi says, alma afagav diasiru b'kaimi osa yisa bosa b'cholov b'chalalayu. For dinami in bishul cholov b'chelov should be the same thing. And why alma meribuya the gedi nafkula? We learn out from the ribuy. The chala kol yisurin, that the yisad bos of cholov should be chala no yisurin. So the kashim on the yomer it says you're not chayiv on chelov. Smor says no. I'll tell you, high tana this town over here holds all over that sabar yisad chala lisa, and that's the machlokes tanoim. So if you hold all over yisad chala lisa, it's good word. The yisad bos of cholov is chala upon tigul nois of atomei. But if you hold all over ein yisad chala lisa and echanami, it would not be chal the yisra bos v'cholov on these things, and the word it would not be chal on chelov. The other Gemara says, what we just say that hamavasho b'meicholov potter. If you cook meat with whey, with the water of the milk, you potter. So Gemara says, misfadel l'rashlokish, this should be approved to rashlokish. The Tanan, we learn like this, mishnin machshirin, that meicholov, the water of the milk, the whey, they have a locha like milk. Rashi says it means lahachshares azroyim, to be machshir zroyim. Now that's the locha that food is not makabel tumah, or to force out a hechshir, water or liquid went over it. And milk is called a liquid. So therefore, the mecholov is also called a liquid, it's called a mashkir, it's also machshir. That's the locha that mecholov is a reyu kecholov.
Mitzvah HaMoichel, that's the juice that comes out from the Zeisim, from the olives, is a Rehu Keshem, and also has luck like oil, that's also called a Mashka. And if oil or this falls upon the Peris, it's Makshur in the Kabutumah. Now, Amr Rashlaka says, Loishonim Alola Hakshur as Royim. When do we say that Mecholiv is considered like Cholov? As only Vilchas Royim. That it's called a Mashka, it could be Makshur in the Kabutumah. Avalinian Bishum, but negated to the east of cooking up Bosa Becholiv, Bos Avalinian Bishum Bosa Becholiv, Mecholiv Engel Kecholiv. Mecholiv, the way of the milk is not cold like the milk, and therefore there's no wisdom in the rice to cook up meat with whey. Tvan Rabban, what about this? The Pasuk says, Bachalav Imay. In order to cook up the Gedi, the kid, with the milk of its mother. So now, only Yela Bechalav Imay. Maybe only it's us to cook up the meat with its mother's milk. But Bechalav Pora Verochu Minan, how do we know to say it's us to cook up meat with a cow's milk, with a roch, with a goat's milk, a sheep milk? How do we know with other animals' milk? Also, there's an issa of Bosa Bechalav. Sumer says, Omar to Kal Bechayma, I'll tell you, I have a Kal Bechayma for this. He said that the issa of Bosa Bechalav applies to all type of milk. Omar Imoy, Maduch, the mother of this Gedi, Shulay Nesru Imoy Bahavo, that there's no issa, they're the same type. They're allowed to live together, there's no issa avo, like climb Babheim is only a min bein a minoy. But the same min, same species, they're allowed to live together. Still Nesra Imoy Bebishulai, you're not allowed to cook up the kid with his mother's milk. If so, Porav Rochel, that a kid, She Nesra Imoy Behavo, there's an Isavo, the two different species, a kid, a goat, to live with a purr, with a cow, to live with a sheep. There's an Isaklayim. If so, Eina Din, isn't it a swore to say, She Nesra Imoy Bebishulai, that there should be an Isa, Basa Becholov, with the milk from a cow or from a rochel? Smor says Tamudoyma, therefore the book comes to teach us Tamudoyma Bachalav Imoy. So it comes to teach us, but Rashi says this is an extra posik, the second posik, Bachalav Imoy, it's actually Rabuye Kocholov. Any milk of a behema from behema Torah, there's Nisa Basa Becholov. Smor is the question, like, what do you need a posik for? We just made a Kabuchaymi, we just made a din. For the Mar Velomali Kroh, Ha'asyulai, we just made a Kal V'chayim and swore to say that the Issa Basa B'chol should apply to all milk. So why do you have to have a Pasuk for? So Marin says, Amar Rav Ashi, Mishum Di'ikul Ameim, you could say no, Mikor at the beginning, the Din at the beginning of the Kal V'chayim, like, Kiruch, I have a question at the beginning of the Kal V'chayim. Me'echad Komaisyulai, where do you want to learn out the Issa Basa B'chol should apply to all milk? Me'imai, from the mother, he's saying, Madav, by the mother, there's no Issa Klayim. And there's Nisa Basav Cholov. But you're the behemoth that there's Nisa Klayim Shita. No. I tell you, Malimi, you know why the mother's different? You know why there's Nisa Basav Cholov by the mother's milk? Shekeines Grima Beshita. There's Nisa of Oysav Yesbenoi. That you shech the mother today, now or a shech the kid. So therefore, there's Nisa Basav Cholov. Mashenki Tomeb Poro. If you shech the Poro Shloi Nesrim Beshita. It doesn't ask, there's no Issa Oysav Yesbenoi. It's not the same mother, it's not the same kid. So since there's no Yisoysev Yes Benoi by the Poro, so maybe in Echnami, the milk of the Poro is mutter to cook up with the meat of a kid. So therefore, I don't have a Kal V'chayma. Therefore, Talmudim, the post says an extra time, the Chalav Imoi, teach us any Cholav is also. Another more says, Tanya, the Chalav, another price like this. Tanya, Idoch, the Chalav Imoi, the post says, Ein Liyela, the Cholav Imoi. Maybe only the milk of the kid's mother. The chol of achoisa, what about the milk of its sister? Achoisa Gdela's big sister, Minayim. Or ma tegen a tere ka b'choymo. Or ma ima shenichna si mul dir. Ma duch is mother that goes inside the deer. For maisa, lisaser. Nesri imoi bibishuloi dis nisa bosa b'cholov. Achoisoi, its sister. Shenichna si mul dir lisas. Doesn't go in to the deer to take off maisa. Is there any din shenes imay the bishul? Isn't it possible that she benisa of bishul the milk of its sister? On this Talmudim, and if we have next supposed to say becholav bechalav imay, say that it's also. Shrashi explains the ma imay that's nichnasus ledir, because the pshat is that they could give birth within 1 year. So therefore, they're both born the same year, the mother and the kid. Therefore, they're both nichnas lesafer. The gdir yoledes b'terech shenosem, it's less than 1 year old, could give birth already. Ma'ashenkin achres gedolah means a big paro, so that's older, over a year old already. So therefore, it does not have the same din of Maisa. Maisa means a new crop, the new animals that are born that year. So therefore, maybe the Achoisoi does not have an Issa Basa B'cholov. So therefore, Kamashpon Talom, the Pesach says yes, B'cholov Imai. So more is the question, for Lomuli Krov, or after Pesach, for Asyula, have a Kavachoyma. Like Maduch, the mother, that goes together by Maisa. There's an Issa Basa B'cholov. So Achoisak Dola by a Torah that doesn't go together with Maisa the same year. So Pshita, there should be an Issa. So what do I have to have a, what do I need a Pesach for? So the Moritz says, "Amar Rav Ashi, Mishum Dikol Meimi could say Mikord Dina at the beginning of the Kabbal Chaima, the beginning of the Svar Pirch. I have a question. Meichi Kol Maisilo, where do you want to learn out that all milk is Zosa with Basa B'Cholov Meimai from the mother of the kid? I'll tell you no. Mali Moshekei Nesim of Shchit again. There's Nisa Oisav Yes Benoi. You can't shech the kid, the mother, the same day. Marshen Kain Tiyama B'Choisik Adela with a Paro." Since it's not his mother, you're allowed to check the two kids the same day. So maybe there's no issa basa b'cholov. Therefore, Talmudim, the Pesach has to come and teach us the chalav imoy, a second time to teach us that with any milk, even the milk of its sister, the pora, also there's an issa basa b'cholov. Now the Gemara says, "Ask a chum found so far achoisa gedola, like from a big pora. Achoisa kitani minana, say a younger sister. How do we know? Rashi says a rochel. How do we know?" So Moritz says, Asio mi binei, from both of them. Rashi says, Mi'imo yom yachoyse gedolo, from both of them together, yiklona al achoyse katana. So Moritz says, my high taste, which one you can learn it out from? Taste, if you want to learn out Mi'imo from its mother, I'll tell you, Mali, Mo shekei nesim abashchito. There's nisa oyse of yes benoi. That's why there's nisa bosa b'cholob. But achoyse katana, there's no isa oyse of yes benoi, maybe there's no isa. So nisa tell you, achoyse gedolo techiach. Have a proof from a big parah. Also, there's also no isav yes benoi, and still there's nisa to cook up the kid's milk with the parah's milk, the kid's meat with the parah's milk. So Moses says, no, mala choyse gedoy loish to nichnas to imol adir lesaser. They don't come together with the same year. Take off ma'isa behema together. So maybe that's why there's nisa basa b'cholov. The Gemara says, imot echiyach. The mother does come together the same year to take off ma'isa behema. And still there's Nisa, Bosa B'cholov. And therefore I'll tell you, V'chozer Adina returns the din, that L'roi Yizeh, K'roi Yizeh, L'roi Yizeh, K'roi Yizeh. This Chumra is not the one that's Gorim, the reason to have the Issa Bosa B'cholov. Because I see another place doesn't have it, and the same with the other Chumra. And therefore, what do I say? Atar HaShavish must have come in the denominator over here. Shur Bosa, they were talking about meat. V'yos L'vashu B'cholov, you know, they cook it up with milk. Is that on the Yavi Achoisa Katana? The same thing would apply to a Rochel. That you can't cook up the meat of a kid with a Rochel. Shu Bosa, the kid's meat is Bosa. V'yos Levasha B'cholov, you can't cook it up with milk. So that's how we learn it out from a Mehatzat. Mor says no. Yochi, if so, Achoisa Gedoyla Nami, taste mi b'nei. If so, for the Achoisa Gedoyla also, you shouldn't have to have a Posek. I should also be able to learn out between both of them. Meaning from Imoi, and from Achoisa Katana. She will also be able to learn it out. So Moses says, Enochanami, you're right. Enochanami. And so, Elo, Bachalav, Imoi, Lomoli. What about the extra Pesach again, not to cook up the meat with milk? So I tell you, my brother, we need it for this. Look at the Tanya, like we learned. Bachalav, Imoi, the Pesach says. Ezein, Liyela, Bachalav, Imoi. Maybe only sauce to cook up the kid's meat with its mother's milk. He atzmo v'chol bo minayin. Like, how do we know to say this?